No Jagannath.
I have also Jagannath. You want also Jagannath?
Nayam Shiyongu Nitantarate Prasada Swaryoshitam Nalina Gandharucham Kutonya Rasot Savesya Bhujadandagrihita Kantha Labdhashishaya Udagata Vrajavallabhinam
Nayam Sriyango Nayam Sriyango
Nitantarate
Nayam Sriyango Nirtantarate Prasada Swayoshitam Nalina Ganda Rucha
Kutanya
Kutanya
Rasotsave
Sha Bhujadanda Grihita Kanta Labdhi Shasham Yaudagad Vrajavalabhinam.
Just now, you are not here, you are alone reciting, all alone. Now you forget it.
When you come, I cannot do. Huh? When you come, I cannot do.
You are all alone chanting, reciting the slok.
Nayam Sriyanga Unitantara.
Take breath.
Like Paduna Maharaj.
Nayam Sriyanga Unitantarate Prashada. Swar Yoshitam Nalina Ganda Rucham Kutanya Rasot Savasya Bujadanda Grihita Kanta Labdha Shisham Ya Udagat Brajasundarinam.
What meaning?
Meaning is that how fortunate these gopis, they are in the festival of Ras, they are embraced by the beautiful vine-like arms of Krishna, placing around their necks. This is impossible to attain for even the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi, who is eternally residing at the chest of Narayan. But to speak, even the damsels in the heavenly planets who are so beautiful and their body fragrant like lotus flowers, what to speak of any other women, they cannot ever think about attaining this, but gopis, by their strong desire, they have obtained this fortunate, most fortunate position.
The shloka is saying, by staying in Aishwarya Bhav, you cannot obtain the service of Krishna. Just like Lakshmi Devi, she is Aishwarya Mayi, and still even Lakshmi Devi did not get the service of Krishna. So Uddhav is saying, how much can I glorify the gopis? Krishna has given them the highest fruit, this premdan, he has given to the gopis only. And this type of prem that he has given to the gopis, not even Lakshmi Devi has received, not even the heavenly damsels in the heavenly planets, whose bodies they smell like lotus flowers. And when they have not received this, then what to speak of any other women?
So Uddhava is telling these gopis, they have received the great fortune of being embraced by the snake-like arms of Sri Krishna. Saying this fortune was not obtained by Lakshmi Devi, who resides on the chest of Sri Narayan in the form of a golden lion. This fortune was not even obtained by the heavenly damsels in the heavenly planets in Swarga, whose bodily fragrance is like lotus flowers and so effulgent. What to speak of any material women who are beautiful by material estimation? This fortune was never obtained by them. And as the Chaitanya Prabhu was saying, this shloka it shows how you cannot obtain Krishna by Aishwarya Bhav. And even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he quoted this shloka to Vaikant Bhatta in South India during Chaturmasya, and he proved that Sri Lakshmi Devi, she had desire to enter into Ras Lila, and she stayed there in Belva.
Weapon.
What do you do?
No, they. It's just good. Yeah.
Lion Shianga Unitanta Date Pasada Swayoshitam Nalina Kantarcham Kutonya Rasotsave Sha Bujadanda Krihita Kanta Labda Shisham Ya Udagat Rajabala Dinam. The meaning is that during Rasa dance, Krishna is embracing this is snake-like cool arms, the necks of the gopis. And this position is so fortunate that even the Lakshmi Devi, who is residing on the chest of Narayan and who is intimately serving Krishna, cannot even obtain this position, then what to speak of all the damsels of the heavenly planets, like Uvasi, who are so beautiful, and the bodily luster is effulgent, and they smell like lotus flowers. They cannot even attain that position. Then what to speak of any other women in this world or any planets? They cannot attain. So Uddhava is telling the shloka to proclaim the superiority of the gopis, the great fortune and blessings they got by their austerities. And also he's, I read also that this is a glorification of the super excellence of the Ras Lila.
Our part?
Uddhavji is praising the cowherd maids of Braj, the gopis, and is astonished at that they have attained such mercy of the Lord, that the Lord is embracing them, that not even Lakshmi Devi, who resides on the chest of Narayan, she cannot attain that position. So how exalted are the gopis? Though they appear simply like cowherd maids, and maybe their behavior looks somewhat inappropriate to others, but they are so, their prema is so high that no others have attained such high status, not even the damsels in the heavenly planets like this. And then also this verse saying that of all auspicious things, the Rasa dance is most excellent.
Yes, Shriyo.
Shriyo.
Lakshmi. Or she. The tree of Krishna, Aishwaryamayi, Saptabhama, Rukmini, and others. We should also
add here,
include them.
It is.
Yeah, it's written.
Third or fourth shloka.
Asam.
Asam ho charanare nusham sham.
Gurudev, this shloka, it is telling Shriya or Shriya?
Sri. Not Shri.
Nayam Shriya.
Yeah.
Not
Shriyana.
Not Shriya.
In this slok, here Uddhav ji became very wonder. So he's telling very wonder seeing the glory of gopis.
Yeah.
And they are telling that Nayam will be three times here. Like Prasadang Levire Gopi Jatat Prampra Vimuktidar, no Levire, no Levire, no Levire. Same type here, Nayam Sriyo, Nayam Sarjasidang, Nayam Kutona, three times will be here. Uh-huh. For three times, giving one to maintain the meter and other thing.
Nayam Sriyo, Nayam
Sarjasidang, Nayam Kutona. For every, this is common for three. And Nayam Sarjasidang, Prasadang Sarjasidang. And in Ras dance, is so much like flood of prem. So Krishna fears, I should not blow away by flood. So he hold Gopi's neck and telling, oh Gopis, don't give me up, be here.
Save me.
Yeah, Gurudev, when teachers Gurudev told all these things.
Some point seems to be in this verse that not by position, but by heart, huh? Not by position.
It is in this sloka, it is the meaning that by the eagerness of our hearts, that is more important than by any position that we have as queen or as Lakshmi or heavenly planets.
I could
Utkanta.
বলছে এখানে হৃদয়ের ভাবেই প্রধান, কোনো পজিশন প্রধান নয়। বলছে এখানে হৃদয়ের ভাব প্রধান, যেমন লক্ষ্মীর পজিশন আছে নারায়ণের এখানে, আর সত্যভামা রুক্মিণীর পজিশন আছে মহিষী রূপে, গোপী
ভাবই আছে কেবল
না, বলছে ভাবেই প্রধান এখানে। বৃন্দাবন প্রভু বলছে
নো ভাব, বিকজ কৃষ্ণ হ্যাজ এমব্রেসড দেম নট অনলি ইন মুভ practically by his transcendental body, so that Gopi cannot, should not give me, otherwise without Gopi I cannot live. So not only mood, that by mind Gopi is thinking that I am embracing Krishna, no, by transcendental body Krishna.
He's telling the predominance of the quality of our desire in the heart gives the results.
Yeah. If desire, then it will come. Yeah.
Even Lakshmi, Brahma and Shiv, they embrace Krishna, Bhagavan by their mind, not practically.
Bahut achha, bahut.
Now wheat grass.
Hamare paas teen page aur rakh diya. Jaan bujh kar rakh. Uskam tayyar kar lena.